Hey, what's up, kiddies? This is Bill from OutsideTheCinema.com, and you're listening to the Gore Press Gorecast. It fucking sucks, but deal with it.
My name of the Most High Spirit. In the name of the Most High Lion of Judea, Haile Selassie. In the name of the Most High Duvalier and the Tantant Makut, I command you, awaken! Awaken! What happened here?
Give me a break. This is not Friday the 13th part Infinity here.
So welcome back to another Gore Press Gorecast. I'm Dangerous Jamie, I suppose.
You and suppose? You're Sarah. I am, I suppose.
I suppose also that you are that. Today, as part of our Homegrown Horror Month, we're talking about the 1982/3, depending on where you look, film Extra, British horror, sci-fi, weirdness. But before that, we're going to have a look at some of the 80s horror films that Britain had to offer. So, what have we got?
What have we got?
1980 saw one of my favourites, which is vaguely similar to Extra in a lot of ways.
In Seminoid?
Yes. How did you know?
Yeah. It's like it.
Yeah. I love in Seminoid. I think it's fucking brilliant. It's sort of similar, like, I was watching Extra, and I was thinking about how, like, Italy made a lot of Alien rip-offs. And in Seminoid, it's also, like, an Alien rip-off. And I feel like almost like Extra is a Chinese Whispers version of that, like,
yeah,
like a rip-off of the Italian rip-offs of Alien.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fucking brilliant. What else we got? The Shining, is that British? I guess it counts as British.
It's in the list. I don't know.
It is in the list.
I don't think I'd ever considered it a British horror before now, but
Me neither. But better than The Shining is also Saturn 3, which is an absolute shocker of a terrible, amazing film.
I don't think I've seen that.
Have you not?
No.
I think we might need to cover it in the future.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There isn't a Saturn 1 and 2. It's just Saturn 3. obviously, there's some big ones. You got, American Werewolf in London.
Awesome.
Which everyone loves, obviously, because if you don't love American Werewolf in London, no one listens to you anyway, do they?
I wouldn't have thought so.
The Company of Wolves, which we almost covered this week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did talk about that, but decided against it for some reason.
Yeah.
Can't remember why.
I don't know why either. I think we might have saved it for a werewolf month.
Ah, maybe.
That's a thing that we might have considered. I don't remember. As soon as I'm done talking to you, I completely forget that you use it. So
that's good to know.
Yeah, I thought so. Don't Open Till Christmas. I saw Don't Open Till Christmas on one of the Outside the Cinema live streams, and it was fucking terrible. Don't ever watch that film. According to this list that we've got here, all of the Howling sequels are British.
Okay. No, they're not. Are they?
I guess maybe like Howling 6, The Marsupials, probably isn't British. But yeah, according to this, Howling 2, on this list it's called Sturba Werewolf Bitch, but I believe it's called Your Sister is a Werewolf. Howling 4, The Original Nightmare. That's it. Well, apparently those ones are listed as British. Also, it's got American Gothic listed as British. So I don't know how reliable this really is, this list really is.
Possibly The Hills Have Eyes Part 2. Possibly not very.
Maybe it's just like based on money.
Maybe.
Because I know that Life Force was a lot of British money, but it's still Toby Hooper.
Yeah.
It's actually really shit.
Let's not talk about Toby Hooper again.
Okay. Bloodbath at the House of Death, that's the Kenny Everett horror film that I haven't seen, but it's got Kenny Everett in it. So surely it can't be that bad.
I've no idea where you are in this list. You've gone...
I'm jumping all over the place. I'm all over. I'm having a great time.
as long as you are, that's okay.
Yeah, of course. What else have we got? What else have we got on here?
Hellraiser.
Obviously there's Hellraiser. And Hellraiser 2. Hellraiser 2 is probably my favourite of the Hellraiser series. Which was what, 1987, 88? 88?
Yeah.
It's great. I recommend it to people who haven't seen it.
I bought a vampire motorcycle. Forgot about that film.
Oh, it's so good. They come out to the cinema fairly recently, and it reminded me just how brilliant it is. Oh, Halloween 5 is there as well. Yeah, it just reminded me how fucking amazing it is. Neil Morrissey running around.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, it's very similar, I think, to Brain Damage.
Yeah. Maybe.
I definitely think that it's very similar to Brain Damage in a lot of ways. Well, at least in one obvious way, but in some other ways too.
Yeah, alright.
Wow.
It's been such a long time since I've seen that. I think I need to watch that again.
You should rewatch it, definitely.
I own it. So, yeah, definitely should. What else do we have?
Lair of the White Worm. I haven't seen that, but it's a big one, isn't it?
Hmm.
Sorry, the internet.
All three of you that listen to this.
Yeah. Warhead Rex, that's another Clive Barker. I remember watching that as a child. My dad thought it was about a tailor. So sat me in front of it while he went off and did something.
That's
I have no idea why I am like how I am, but
no.
I think I might have something to do with it.
Maybe. That's
the
quality parenting right there.
Well, you know.
Do I?
No, do you?
Don't I? Paper House.
Which one's Paper House?
Oh, I can't remember. I recognise the name and I know I've seen it, and I remember it being pretty good, I think.
Can't be that good. It can't be that good.
Why not?
Because if you don't remember anything about it, I mean, we'll get into that a little bit in the extra.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. That doesn't mean anything. I'm sure I enjoyed that.
I didn't have breakfast, in case you're wondering.
Is that because you didn't wake up till noon?
No, I was up at 9. I've managed to completely fix my sleeping pattern these days.
Sweet.
Yeah. And that's everything that I care about, I think.
Yeah, we've covered the important ones, I think.
Is there something we've missed?
And quite a few that I'm pretty sure aren't British, but anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter, because in Seminoid it definitely is British, and I fucking love it.
Is that the best one on the list for you?
I don't know if it's the best, it's definitely my favourite.
I mean, with regards to 80s.
Well, you've got American Horror from London. It doesn't get much better than that, to be honest. American Werewolf in London, Hellraiser 2. These are films that probably finished, that will probably wind up in my top 5 list at the end of the month.
Wait, April Fool's Day. So April Fool's Day is definitely not British, right?
I thought it was Canadian. The prom night's Canadian.
I think it's quite confusing.
Yeah, let's not think about it too much.
We didn't create this list, by the way.
No, it's from BritishHorrorFilms.co.uk. Everything about that name of the website suggests British to me.
So they should know what they're talking about.
They should, but it's quite a crap website.
It's not the best looking website.
No.
I'm trying to be diplomatic.
Well, I just call it crap. I think you're fine. but it was a really good looking website in like 1998, but I imagine it's not been updated since then. Oh, it has. But the last film and the year list is Shaun of the Dead. So, I mean, whatever. And there's a film listed here from 2001 called The Cat with Hands.
Where's that?
It's listed under the year 2001.
Oh my god.
I want to see The Cat with Hands. The Cat with Hands.
I just want to see a cat with hands. That sounds awesome.
You think it's like, how do you know when you put your hands behind your back and then you have a friend put their hands through where your armpits are? You think it's like that?
I hope so. It's got, 7.5 on IMDb.
How many votes? 3?
552. I need to see. Oh, it's only a short film. It's an animation.
That ruined everything.
Instantly less interesting.
Yeah.
It's a dark, surreal story.
We're going through all the decades till we get to Hands.
Yeah, only 4 minutes long though. We might run out of things to talk about fairly quickly.
I don't know.
Just waffle like we normally do, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we've done that now.
Speaking of, shall we wrap this up?
We'll come back. Before that though, let me do this at the start of the show because I keep fucking forgetting like a moron. We are accepting feedback, so send us feedback at feedback@feedbackfeedback. podcast@gorepress.com.
Yep.
For all your feedback, we're coming up to the month-end show, not this week, not next show, but the show after. So we want your top 5 British horror films. We want any British horror films that you love or want to talk about or recommend to us.
Think we should have covered instead.
Yes. If you think that we got something wrong, if you think that I'm wrong about Extro in a bit, then tell me. I'll tell you that I'm not. But
if you've seen The Cat with Hands, let us know.
Definitely let us know. If you've seen Our Cat with Hands, let us know.
definitely.
If you've seen a cat near a hand.
Send pictures, preferably.
If you've seen a cat near a hand, just send us an email anyway. I don't care. As long as you get feedback, it's fine.
Go
over to Facebook and like the podcast Gorepress page, which is podcast.com/gorecast. And also go to gorepress.com where it's
what? Podcast.com.
Oh fuck off, I'm really tired. Facebook.com/gorecast.
That's the one.
That's the one. And then go to gorepress.com and read all the lovely stuff over there.
Yep.
And we'll be back after this brief intermission with our review of Extro. Ooh.
Yeah. With 3 of us doing it this time.
Oh, yeah. We're joined by a special, very special, inverted commas, guest. by Rosetta. So we'll be saying hello to her.
Yep.
After this, I'm sure most of the review will be me and her catching up because it's been a while since I've seen her. So we'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Coffin John of the VCinema webcast.
And I'm Josh of VariedCelluloid.net.
We're from the VCinema Podcast, a podcast dedicated to Asian, cult, and genre cinema.
We cover all genres from Shaw Brothers and Roman porno to heroic bloodshed in contemporary South Korean cinema.
You can find us at VCinema.VariedCelluloid.net or in the iTunes store under VCinema.
That website again is VCinema.VariedCelluloid.net.
Thank you.
So we're back, and we're joined by Rosie. Hello, Rosie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Fucking marvellous.
That's good. You miss me?
All the time. Not a day goes by. It keeps me awake at night. I feel like I'm intruding at this moment.
I don't want to ask. So, yeah, X-Ro and that.
Uh-huh. And that, indeed.
And that. So you want to give us a synopsis then?
I don't want to, but I will. It's really, really long, so if I sound weary whilst I'm doing it, then that's why.
Which DVD do you have?
It's the Region 2 Optimum Home Entertainment one.
Right. Go on then.
Here we go. It started off as an ordinary family day. Young Tony was taking a country stroll with his dad when suddenly a mysterious bright light appeared from the sky and took his father away.
Can I stop you there?
Yeah, please, do.
That's not true.
They
just outside the house.
I know.
They literally just stood outside the cottage.
And he threw a stick into the sky.
Yeah.
And it exploded.
It did do that. And then aliens came, mm-hmm. We assume.
Is this now the synopsis?
Go on, if you want to carry on, then you can go ahead and carry on.
I can carry on. 3 years later, Tony's family have put the past behind them and are trying to move on. That is until one eventful night, Tony's father reappears on their front doorstep. But he's not the man he used to be, and soon his sick and twisted intentions will reach an unforgettable climax of pure evil. I don't think we need to do the whole second paragraph.
Okay.
Something horrific, alien birth, disturbing, subsequently banned, blah blah blah, video nasty. There we go.
Was it banned? It wasn't a video nasty.
Yeah, it said immediately placed on the government's notorious video nasty list. See, maybe I should have read through this. Well,
that's not true, it wasn't.
Oh.
Well, it's not true that he turned up on their front doorstep,
is it? Yeah. It's full of inaccuracies.
It's definitely not true that it was a video nasty, because it wasn't.
So no to the country stroll.
It's often regarded as a video nasty, but it's not, because it's fucking rubbish, isn't it?
Blew your load a bit earlier in the game. Is that your review? Are we done now?
I think so. Well, it's not rubbish, it's really good. But it's rubbish, isn't it?
Yes.
So, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So, Adrian Brody, dad guy.
Yeah.
He's
Adrian Brody meets Vincent Cassell.
I wouldn't watch that film.
You just did.
Yeah, he's a bit weird.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he was perfectly normal before the abduction.
Oh, we don't know, though, do we?
He could have been just as weird. Didn't happen. He could have been, yeah.
The mum's got Linda Robson's voice.
Yeah.
It's all I could think of throughout the film was, like, is that Linda Robson? But it's clearly not, because she's got alien bulgy eyes. Linda Robson used to be a bit fit. Yeah, it's weird. It's a really weird film. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that are good about it, but it's never really good. Do you know, it's like there's loads of effort put in. You can see the directors like really tried to make something actually good, but just failed pretty miserably.
It's just too confusing.
It's very confusing.
Like,
my main question throughout it is,
what the fuck?
Is the dad, does he really not remember? Or does he remember sometimes? Or does he really remember and he's just being a bit of a turd?
But he does remember, because when he's talking to Tony.
Tony? Yeah. Who calls their kid Tony?
I know. Tony.
And why is that kid? Woman? Cockney when they're really posh. That's my biggest question.
What, mum? But when he like runs away from him because he sees him eating an egg,
you make it sound way more normal than it actually was.
Yeah, like a lot of goo comes out of that tiny snake egg as well.
Too much, if anything. He's like, yeah, I got taken away, and yeah, he pretty much tells him everything that happened, doesn't he?
He does. That's. I love how frank that is as well, like, they made me weird so I could live on their planet and that.
Yeah. there's a lot of frankness in this film. Nobody reacts in the way they should, really. Like when the kid's covered in blood in bed and everyone's just like, oh, just go. How did that happen?
Is it a present from Dad, then?
Silly X-ray. Why is it called X-ray?
I couldn't think of anything else to call it.
It's because it sounds vaguely spacey, maybe.
Yeah. Extraterrestrial. I don't know.
I don't know. The film does sort of scream like the director just got hold of his autistic 7-year-old son's diary and made a film out of it.
Wait, was his 7-year-old son abducted by aliens?
Maybe.
More in terms of what would happen.
Right. Okay, so, I'll let that slide.
So basically, the first 20 minutes I thought were pretty good.
Yeah.
And then it gets really, really boring for the next 40 to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then a midget clown shows up and it sort of gets good again.
Nope. But carry on.
Alright, it gets weirder. And then there's sort of a good bit at the end and then it's over.
Yeah. Right, join us next week.
So good, shit, weird, and yes.
Pretty much. That's like a good breakdown. I love the start. I really love the start.
Yeah.
Like the bit where you've got the weird wonky thing walking on all fours, hit by a car.
Yeah, that's a really, it's blatantly obvious how they've done that, but it's still really fucking creepy.
Yeah. And like they really make use of like the darkness. Like what was it we watched where the effects, was it Funhouse? Where the monster guy just looked like a stupid dude in a mask because it was too light.
Because it was a stupid dude in a mask.
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, it might be quite intelligent. We don't know. But,
yeah, it was that. And it really,
yeah,
really
like they made a lot of good use of the darkness, and it really looked nice. There was lots of like a layer of like mucus on everything, which made it seem pretty creepy and gooey.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that a lot.
It started really promisingly, I thought.
Yeah.
And then disappeared.
Oh, I forgot to say, like, so I've seen X-Ray maybe 5 or 6 times in my life.
Really?
I always remember really enjoying it.
Okay.
But then remember nothing about it.
Do you think you'll remember more about it this time?
Maybe.
Enough to not watch it again.
I mean, I kind of like it.
Mm.
It's very British.
I didn't hate it, but I don't know. I'm not sure if I'd liked it. I don't know. I should probably point out this is the first time I've actually seen it. I thought I'd seen it before, but I hadn't.
What did you think you had seen that was it instead?
I don't know. That was a really bad sentence. I'm not sure.
I'm full of bad sentences. You're aware of this by now, surely.
None better than see, talk, bye. That's a personal favourite of mine. I don't know what I thought I'd seen. I don't know, it's just the artwork was very 80s VHS, so I'd probably seen it on a shelf somewhere in a video store and got confused.
It happens a lot when you're in video shops, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about now, I'm just agreeing. Say the film.
Yes. Yeah. So the guy that dies...
Mm-hmm.
Who somehow has a load of money in his pocket for no good reason later on. But so he gets deaded from having a bit of a lick on his face.
Yeah,
he is.
Which is weird.
Yeah. He is. And his missus gets her leg caught up in the steering wheel. I'm not quite sure what it was doing up there. But yeah.
Yeah. So the dying and nuss.
Yeah.
isn't so good. There's lots of bad dying.
Oh god, it sounds like the same 7-year-old autistic when he's reviewing the film. Say the dying myth.
Sorry, we can't all be Shakespeare's.
So, the dyingness was bad, right?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of all the death scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the pretty rad one with the woman who came out of nowhere and then died and then went away again.
Yeah, whose dog was called Divine.
Yes, I wrote that down. Like, I could just, I imagined her dog in drag.
Eating shit.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said when we were watching it.
Maybe that's why she called the dog Divine, because dogs do love to eat their own shit.
If so, yeah, I have newfound respect for that character. So yeah, probably the most notorious scene. Not the dog. Obviously.
So many letters about that dog. Jesus. That dog is the reason it almost made it onto the video nasty list.
So, the bit with that character that we're talking about, the alien birthing scene.
Yes.
I'd heard about that loads before seeing it, and I assumed it was going to be further into the film. Because that was probably where it peaked.
And that was and the then point where they like ran out of budget.
Yes.
The later birthing scene.
Mm.
But, I mean, we'll get onto that in a bit.
Yeah.
But, so, go on, carry on.
Well, that was pretty fucking nasty.
It's kind of grim.
It made me cross my legs. It's not allowed to cross. Oh my word!
Yes, you can come back.
Please don't.
I just got to call her old, and it's like I don't even need to be here.
Anyway.
So, yeah, it is gross, mm-hmm. and like. It's just like there's so much goo involved in all of the gooey scenes. In all of like the gore scenes, there's so much like goo. And that's what makes it good, I think. That's the good stuff. The good shit.
The good shit.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I've got some notes.
Go on then.
Where are you going? I wrote down that it's moody and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And like going back to what I was saying before, the director really tries to build attention. But it really kind of fails.
Well, yeah, because it goes nowhere.
Mm. Yeah. The guy, the American guy, the look British, act Yiddish guy. Is he a foot photographer?
I don't know.
It definitely says, imagine your foot is your head. Imagine your foot is your face and you smile.
I guess so then. Otherwise, that'd be a really bizarre thing to say.
Later on, doesn't one of his models like.
Oh, she goes on about a dress.
Yeah. And then he's like, no, go and change it to the blue one.
Which wouldn't matter if he was photographing, I think.
Yeah.
It might be for composition. It might be like an artist.
A foot artist?
Yes. Probably exists somewhere on the internet.
That's a bit of a niche market.
I'm sure it does exist somewhere.
Obviously there are no niche markets on the internet at all.
No.
That clown scene, I don't even know.
Which one? All of them.
I guess the director was just like, do you know what we need? Fucking creepy midget clown.
We need to fuck shit up right now.
This film makes far too much sense as it is. Like, I've got an idea. Like, hear me out. What if? Right, I'm going to say two words to you. No, three words. Creepy midget clown. And like the other guy, who I assume was there in my fantasy, is like, fucking yeah, that is a well good idea.
I think that's how that meeting went down.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
Were they stoned?
They might have been.
I don't know.
Probably. Have you seen the film?
Wrong with it.
Having watched the film, I'm more inclined to believe they were on some kind of opiates.
Maybe not in the middle bit. Maybe the middle bit was all ketamine.
So some trippy shit towards the end. So yeah. You didn't like the midget clown then?
I just didn't understand why it was there. It kind of reminded me of that episode of The Twilight Zone where the kid... Do you know in the film, there's the Joe Dante section.
Mm-hmm.
where the kid can, like, conjure up cartoon shit to and make sure he gets his own way all the time.
Yeah.
It kind of just turned into that.
Mm.
And it was kind of lame.
Yeah.
But, like, the soldier dude was creepy. Mm.
Oh, the, like,
genuinely creepy.
Human-sized kind of G.I. Joe dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be fair, though, uh-huh. that woman deserved it for mashing that snake into a liquid.
Hell yeah. Actually a liquid, though, as well. And for yeah. wearing those glasses.
Yeah.
And for being a snooty bitch on the stairs when the American guy came back and was like, "See you walking up the stairs again." Fuck you. I just, like, laid her out in my head.
She's like, "Oh, I miss old chats. I missed the little talks we had." So yeah, she got what was coming to her.
She did.
Absolutely.
who else dies? Sexy au pair dies.
Mm-hmm. Anna Lee.
She's lovely.
Bond girl.
Was she a Bond girl? I think she was, wasn't she?
She was.
Oh, so she was. Oh, she was a rubbish Bond girl, though. She was a Dalton Bond girl. No one cares about Dalton. Do they?
I'm sure some people do.
Alright, well, I don't. That's all that matters.
So, sexy au pair.
Yeah, she's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets all turned into a big egg pumping machine.
Yeah.
Which is probably a little bit of misogynistic subtext, if we wanted to go down there.
Sounds like you're already going there.
Well, she literally is just a machine for reproduction at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be read in a misogynistic subtext kind of way.
Could be.
If you're so inclined. Mm. but she's having sex with a really ugly man.
Yeah.
So I feel like I might have a shot.
Who
is she still alive?
Who I really recognised and then found out he was in The Bill.
Who was he in The Bill?
He was in The Bill and he was in, like, Birds of a Feather and stuff like that as well.
Oh, what a guy.
He's a legend. And yeah. A Touch of Frost. And Silent Witness.
Oh, he's in The Key.
And Cabin of Curiosities.
And Amphab.
And Casualty. And Minder. Everything. He's been in everything. London's Burning.
Who was in London's Burning? Who were the ones? Was that Robertson and Jerome?
God, is it as old as that?
I don't know.
What were Robertson and Jerome in? I'm sure it was... Was it Soldier Soldier?
I don't think more familiar. Is it? I don't know.
Because it was... Perthy was in Soldier Soldier.
No idea.
Do you know what, right? I don't give a shit. let's move on.
So, where were we?
I don't know. So yeah, she was having sex with ugly Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is he called Michael?
Yeah.
Right.
Not Bill. Where did Bill come from?
Bill. He was in The Bill.
But it's perfect.
Of course. We used to have a game in college where we would walk behind the security guards looking at their feet singing the Bill theme tune.
That was a game, was it?
Yeah, we always won.
What did you
they
get
used to
for
fucking
winning?
Fucking hate us.
Props. Mad props.
I definitely had a fight with one of our security guards once.
Like a fist fight?
Yes.
Can I make the assumption you didn't win that one?
I pushed him in his clip-on tie flew off. What happened was, I'll tell the story briefly. We were walking past the common room at night because we'd been in the LRC,
mm-hmm.
and there was, like, just a gathering of security guards, and we were walking past and we were just laughing about something, and one of them was shouted, "Why are you laughing at us?" And I was like, "We're not laughing at you." And he's like, "Yeah, you are. I'm not stupid." And I said, "Well, you are a security guard." He didn't like that.
Classy move.
Yeah. I was kind of a dick in college.
In college?
Learn something new about you every single day, Jamie.
There you go.
Quite a
I'm just, I'm a layered.
Every day's a school day. So extra, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah. What's a synopsis?
I don't know. There's a midget clown.
Guy
alien
throws a stick up at his house
and
no disappears.
Fucking country stroll. I'm
and then
annoyed.
He abducts a child from school. There's a weird
but
alien
it's his
clown.
Child. It's his child, so
and
it's okay.
And then everyone dies.
Make it sound PD. It's his own child.
It can still be PD if it's his own child.
A little bit PD.
Maybe it's a bit
peaky. I can't believe that teacher didn't realise that some weird guy shows up and removes the child from school and that's alright.
Oh, that was his dad. Yeah, he's been missing for 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, then what happens?
Boring bit.
Yeah.
There's a big boring bit in the middle where nothing happens.
For about 45 minutes.
So bad.
They try and then, like, make you empathise with the characters or something.
I was genuinely waiting for the creepy backwards walking alien thing to come back the whole time.
Yeah.
It kind of doesn't though.
It does not at
not
all.
At all.
Not even
and
a
then
bit.
And then the kid turns Annalise into the baby pumper.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the midget clown comes back and collects eggs, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And he knocks a fridge over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's important somewhere along the way.
That must have some
and
meaning.
And then Dad and Linda Robson go off to the cabin and have a bit of sex for some reason.
And then it gets a bit rapey.
And then it gets a little bit rapey.
It does get a little bit rapey. Do you know what? Do you know the first bit when the guy from the Bill's going down on Annalise? Mm-hmm. And then, like... It's like, oh, I'm done going down now. Okay, we're done having sex.
And then, have a little look out the window.
Yeah, she goes to have a peep out the window. And it's like, oh, no, but we weren't finished. Crap. Yeah, weirdest sex scene ever.
Yeah. Well, maybe not the weirdest sex scene ever.
Well, no, maybe not.
She doesn't even look out the window. She looks at her curtains.
Yeah, just, oh, then. Oh, back to it then.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very disinterested.
Well, she's French. I imagine that sex with French people is just amazing. So, like, having sex with someone who's in the Bill would be really boring.
Maybe. She literally finds looking at a curtain more exciting.
Yeah. Well, I guess all the paint had dried by that point, so... Yeah. I don't really know what else to say about this film.
The soundtrack.
Ugh.
Right, and I said this while we were watching it. Do you remember that episode of Friends where Ross decides he can play the keyboard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where they got that idea from. It's all over the place.
It is. Like, it's almost like they're trying to do, and like we almost reference this in every episode, but like a Psycho type thing.
Yeah.
With like zingy, waggly strings and that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's all synthy, so it just sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
It's just rubbish.
Yeah.
And then the end, right? So Dad starts turning into a monster while they're having a rut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's it. He knocks her over and runs off into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yiddish, British, whatever, comes along. And then... The dad puts his hands on the kid's face,
mm-hmm.
and the kid turns into a big, weird-looking thing too, and then they go to space.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
And that guy's ears bleed.
Spoiler alert.
The dude's ears bleed as well.
Yeah. The blood as well, right? I really like it. It's not anywhere near real. It's far too, like, solid. They went too far in the other direction. Like, most films have, like, red water.
Mm.
This film has, like, red bits of snot.
Nuts.
And that's what they have in blood for this film.
And it was too red again.
Well, like, yeah, but
giallo-y
it's
red.
Always too red.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit deeper than giallo-y.
I'm not commenting on the film as a whole.
No, I mean the colour of the blood is a slightly deeper shade of red. I don't think the film was deeper than giallo. If it wasn't as good as giallo. Probably wasn't even as good as giallo.
Oh, want to watch that again. I bought that when I was drunk.
It's probably the best Drunk Bride ever.
I haven't watched it since I bought it. Maybe I should. Maybe we should watch
Maybe
that
show.
It's awesome. Not a bad idea.
It's so bad. You can't watch it without me. I feel really upset.
Oh, maybe
just
I'll
watch some of The Massacre again.
I think that's more of a reason. Do you know, if we hadn't already covered it in a podcast, I'd be really tempted to do a commentary on it next time you visit.
Oh, on Giallo?
Mm-hmm.
But surely you'd just be us, like, repeating the lines.
Mostly.
Or, like, laughing at Adrian Brody smoking in a mug.
Or the fact that, yeah, the prosthetics are awesome.
Yes. They are awesome.
Are we done?
Okay, do you want to sum up your summy-up-sums?
Summy-up-sums? I don't know. I really like the first 20 minutes or so. Then I think they tried a bit too hard, a lot too hard, ran out of ideas, tried to build the tension, like you say, and then just failed massively. And then it started to build up again at the end and then kind of fizzled out. I mean, the end was okay, but it was so obvious. Like, how else was it going to end?
Yeah.
They kind of ran
I mean,
out of ideas,
I really like that
they?
Last
yeah.
scene where she comes back to the house and there's all like, Toby, no, Tony.
And then there's a Puma.
Toby would actually be a child's name.
Yeah,
so
not Tony.
It'd make more sense. Like, Tony's like a darts player, sure.
Tony's
and then
a
she comes back to the
account.
House. And there's loads of light in that, and then she's holding the egg like, oh, you're my baby now. And then it's like, fuck you.
Why
and
is
the
Puma right still there? And then it chin rapes her. And then, yeah, why is the Puma still there?
Because where else would it go?
Well, weird clown guy's not still there.
He might be.
He's
he
cleaning
might just
up
be
the fridge.
Having a rest.
The fridge filled with green fillers.
Yeah, he's cleaning up the mess he made.
I'm having a fag break.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Go on, out of 10.
I don't know, because it's the sort of thing I'd probably watch again, drunk.
Do you need an out of 10 for how much you enjoyed it, an out of 10 for how good the film actually was?
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
All right, then.
Probably like
4 and 4. Well, I give the conversation that we've just had like an 8. So
probably damn sight more interesting than the 45 minutes in the middle of the film. That's what you should do, actually. Watch the first 20 minutes of the film, then listen to this, then watch the end.
But ignore the spoilers.
You'll know where it's headed anyway. It's fine. Yeah, probably, I don't know, quality of film like 4. They did try, but...
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 4.5 or a 5.
Yeah. Enjoyment 5. Average.
Do you think you would have enjoyed it more if, or less, rather, if Rosie wasn't there?
What difference does that make?
Well, I assume you were making psychic comments.
We were.
I did spend quite a lot of time turning around going,
what the hell? Maybe. I don't know. No, I think I enjoyed it the same.
Okay. So I guess you haven't seen any of the sequels?
No.
I don't know if I have or not. I've got Extro 2 on DVD, but I don't know if I've seen it. I was just reading that they've announced that they're going to try and make Extro 4.
Oh, God.
Only, like, 20 years after the fact. But... Whatever.
Who's making it? Same director?
Same guy. What's his name?
Harry
Bromley
Davenport.
What a guy. What else has he directed? Let's have a
Not
quick
a lot. I did have a quick...
Cursory Grants.
I did have
Grants?
A quick... What's a Grants? So, yeah, not a
not
lot.
Not much.
Oh my God, Extro 3 was 95. He composed it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame for him.
Yeah, and for us.
He got bought a keyboard for Christmas. Just went, fuck
maybe
it, I'm doing it myself.
Good idea.
It's like he thought he was John Carpenter, because John Carpenter can put together those synth scores, and they're fucking excellent.
Mm.
But,
this
guy called Harry Bromley Davenport, he can't do that.
No.
Maybe he just bought a cat and a keyboard.
Cat with hands. Just,
I wish it was a cat with hands. I'm just sort of contemplating.
So yeah, feedback.
Feedback, cats, yeah, send it to us. If you really like X-Ray for some stupid reason, then why not share that stupid reason with people that don't care? I'm sure lots of you love it. Lots of you.
Well, it's a cult classic. Some people call it a cult classic. It's a cult film.
So it's definitely a film.
Barely.
It's a thing that you must like it.
Not
yeah,
if
so if you do like it.
If you do like it, tell us. And tell us why.
Tell us why. Over at podcast.gorepress.com. Yeah, what are we doing next week? The Reflecting Skin. The something skin.
Mm-hmm. Reflecting Skin.
Have I seen that?
I don't know. You keep going on about how excited you are about reviewing it, so I assumed you had. I haven't.
No. Have you not?
No.
I'm pretty stoked on it, but I don't know if I've seen it.
Okay.
Whatevs.
That's gonna go well.
But like, I liked Heartless.
What else has Philip Ridley done? He did that weird one with Brendan Fraser.
Did he?
Ballad of Darkly Known. That's insane, by the way.
I was so glad that you weren't like, yeah, Monkey Bone.
Dudley Do Right.
Hey, I will not hear a bad word about Dudley Do Right.
You and no one else. Yeah, so that's next week.
Yeah. The Passion of Darkly Noon.
Mm-hmm. We should talk about this next week, Jamie.
We could.
It's what we have to deal with.
And you're lucky. You're lucky. A lot of people would pay good money to have to deal with my bullshit.
Who?
Probably.
Name them.
No. I shouldn't have to. I guess, are we done?
I think we're very much done, yeah.
We talked for 32 minutes. I don't think we said anything. Okay, we'll be back next week with The Reflecting Skin.
Yep.
Don't forget to feedback. Thank you very much for joining us today, Rosie.
Oh, cheers.
It's been an absolute...
experience.
What's a fancy word for average?
Meh.
It's been an absolute plateau.
You're a delight, brother. It's been perfectly adequate.
It's been rather super.
Oh, that's not average. You've run out of words.
I have. That was actually a callback to last week.
You didn't say it right.
Did I not?
You weren't plummy enough.
I'm sorry. I'll try and be more plumbing for next time.
Well,
for our foray into the 90s. So yeah, join us next week for that. Thanks, Rosie. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Thanks, me. Bye.